confused about vocabulary?
你有语法难题吗？
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.
Hello, welcome to Question and Answer of the Week. I'm Jackie.
And hello, I'm Helen. Okay, Jackie, it's time to touch base. 碰碰头，聊聊近期情况。
Excuse me, Helen, what are you talking about?
You know, let's drill down to what today's program is all about.
Hold on, Helen. What language are you speaking?
Business language, 商务用语 It's what you hear in the workplace. 我这不是在说工作时常用到的词汇吗
Oh, why didn't you say? We'd better explain some business jargon before close of play.
Close of play? 结束玩乐
I mean, before the end of the program.
Oh, I see. Well, Shen in Hong Kong will be happy because he wrote to us and asked...I'm wondering if your program can explain more on business English, especially its jargon usage. I'm curious about its usage, for example, phrases like touch base, downsize, etc. Thanks.
Thanks, Sean. So these business phrases are sometimes called jargon, which is a specialized language used in a particular profession or trade. In the workplace, we might call it management speak.
Yes, 管理层说的话听起来有点别扭。Jargon 一般是指某个行业的专业术语。I sometimes hear it in our office, like this.
Helen, we really need to touch base soon about that new program we're supposed to be making.
Okay, how about at 11 in the meeting room?
Great, see you then.
So he wants to touch base. That means to make contact or to meet up.The term comes from baseball, where runners need to touch the base to make their run officially count.
So it's originally a sporting term. 在工作环境下, touch base 就是碰碰头,聊聊近期的情况。Sometimes I've heard people say going forward, 向前看, like this.
Okay, thanks for meeting up, Helen. How's everything going?
Okay, but...I don't think I've got enough time to make all these programs about bananas.
I see. Well, going forward, I want more regular meetings with you, and I'm going to pass this work on to a more experienced producer.
Oh.
Don't worry, Helen. That was just a made-up example. Going forward is a fairly new piece of jargon. It means from now on, or from this point into the future.
Going forward...也就是从现在开始，在不久的将来，一般用到这个表达的时候，就意味着将有一些改变。So something is about to happen.
Yes, maybe downsizing.
缩小规模，I don't like the sound of that.
Here's an example.
So, Helen, I don't know really how to say this, but the economic climate isn't very good at the moment, so we're looking at downsizing.
Downsizing? What does that mean exactly?
Cutting jobs.
Ah.
Not a word we like to hear. Downsizing means streamlining.
Or making smaller. 提到缩小规模,那就意识到要裁员,减少支出。
It's an American word that's thought to have been first used to refer to people changing to smaller cars following an increase in oil prices.That's downsizing, or scaling down.
Interesting. Okay, let's hear some more business jargon then.
Okay, well, how about cascading down information?
把信息渗透到各个层面, cascading down information.
That's passing information down to even the most junior member of staff. How about blue sky thinking?
Blue sky thinking. 创新的想法。
That means to think freely or openly, without any constraints or conditions. And then there's low-hanging fruit.
What's that? 挂得很低的果子?
Doing the work that can be done quickly and easily, but still have an effect.
啊，原来是说唾手可得的果实，很容易实现的目标。
And now, Helen, we've reached close of play.
游戏结束了。Ah, you mean at the end of business, or in our case, end of the program.
Yes. Hopefully we've answered Sean's question. For more help, why not listen to our new English at Work series? It's a great way to learn more about the language of the workplace.
Good idea. 我们新推出了一档节目《白领英语》，讲的是一家在伦敦公司里发生的一些有趣的故事。大家可以在我们的网站 bbcukchina.com 上收听。
I hope that was helpful. Please keep sending us your language questions.
你有英语问题的话，可以随时联系我们。我们的邮箱是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
We'll touch base with you again soon. Bye!
我们下次节目再会，拜拜。
Need some language help? Ask us a question.
你问我答。
From BBC Learning English.